Chapter 7. Verse 6. The right time for me has not yet come. For you any time is right. Verse 7. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify that what it does is evil. Verse 8. You go to the feast. I am not yet going up to this feast, because for me the right time has not yet come. Verse 16. My teaching is not my own. It comes from him who sent me. Verse 17. If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. Verse 18. He who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself, but he who works for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him. Verse 19. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet not one of you keeps the law. Why are you trying to kill me? Verse 21. I did one miracle, and you are all astonished. Verse 22. Yet, because Moses gave you circumcision. Verse 8. Actually, it did not come from Moses, but from the patriarchs. You circumcise a child on the Sabbath. Verse 23. Now if a child can be circumcised on the Sabbath so that the law of Moses may not be broken, why are you angry with me for healing the whole man on the Sabbath? Verse 24. Stop judging by mere appearances, and make a right judgment. Verse 28. Yes, you know me, and you know where I am from. I am not here on my own, but he who sent me is true. You do not know him. Verse 29. But I know him because I am from him and he sent me. Verse 33. I am with you for only a short time, and then I go to the one who sent me. Verse 34. You will look for me, but you will not find me. And where I am, you cannot come. You will look for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come. Verse 37. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Verse 38. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.